You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, October 27, 2016, week 176 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
On Mike's desk.
That one felt a little weird.
Yeah, that one you kind of thought about it.
Yeah, Destiny Pizza.
You emphasized it.
Because I should emphasize it. It's a new name.
Yeah, true. Got to make the people aware.
Yeah. My favorite thing about it, though, is telling people, yeah, there's no more Destiny Pizzas.
Yeah. And they're like, what?
They're like, what?
It's an odd time to stop.
You figure that out after 175 weeks? After launching a second podcast on the network?
Exactly. We can only have one podcast running at a time.
Yeah.
That's probably what people thought, because we stopped for a couple weeks after Questney.
Yeah, Questney started, so it was still posted.
Coincidence? I don't know.
I'm going to try to pull up some America Sweetheart.
All right. You thought of it? Thought of the person?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This person sued Playgirl magazine over plans to publish pictures, including full frontal nudity of himself.
Keep going.
Auditioned for the role of Dick Grayson / Robin in Batman Forever, which went to Chris O'Donnell.
It is Leonardo DiCaprio.
It is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, it is. I knew that story because that was fairly recently that he
came out about that.
He said that, and I was like, whoa, that would have been awesome. Although it would have been Kilmer, because I forgot. Kilmer. Leo.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because like, I feel like there's no way he would do a superhero movie. He just like does it. If he hasn't done one by now, he's not going to do one, it seems like.
You know what his nickname is?
Leo?
Lenny D.
Who, his buddies call him that?
I don't know.
The Leo pack?
You know what his middle name is? Wilhelm.
Wilhelm? Like the Wilhelm scream?
Yeah.
Weird.
How old is...
Okay. Good thing we didn't look this up earlier. It's gotta mean it's... 41.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Now... If we were standing in height. Line, how tall is he? Is he taller than me? Like, would he stand on my left, between us, or on your right?
His
is he shorter than you?
Seems difficult.
In between us, or taller than me?
He's. I'm gonna have to go in between us because, like, Margot Robbie's pretty. She's not that tall.
How tall would you say he is?
I would say he's. 5'10".
He's 6 foot exactly.
He is 6 foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not wrong.
All right. Yeah, close to you.
Yeah, I mean, he is the same height as me.
Yeah.
He would stand either in front of me or behind me.
All right. Okay. All right.
Depending on how I feel. Hey, yo.
If I'm feeling taller today.
Yeah. Apparently, my height came into contention the other day.
Oh, really? Some controversies?
Yeah, someone's like, you're not 6 foot. And I was like, dude, I've been 6 foot forever. And he's like, well, my doctor tells me I'm 5'10". I was like, you're taller than me. Yeah. I was like, there's no way you're 5'10". You're like 6'2".
I mean, this is, it's easy to measure. Why does his doctor have to tell him? Can't you just, like, use a...
I think it's because I was slouching so much.
Probably.
What's something you'd like to see Leo in? He does so many movies.
Yeah, he does. Let's see what I would want to see him do. He's done some cool things.
Yeah,
like when, like in Django, that was like just a cool role.
Yeah, it
was. To see him do something like something
like racist.
You just don't see him do stuff like that. I feel like,
Candy.
Has he ever been like? He's kind of a villain in that.
Yeah, he's a villain. I would say he's a full-on villain.
Yeah, he's a very much a villain. He's the villain.
He's the villain.
I kind of want to see him do a villain again.
Like what kind of villain though? Real life? Make believe? You know, see him. I want to see him as like, what's the name of the JFK assassination? Assassin?
Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah, I want to see a Lee Harvey Oswald movie. I want to see him.
That'd be cool to see. Yeah, I think that.
I don't know what Lee Harvey Oswald looks like.
No, I don't. I think he's a small guy, but like, it doesn't really fit though.
Like, you think Leonardo DiCaprio would be more like JFK?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he is the look more so.
Do you think he can do the voice? You want dueling Kennedys?
I think anybody can do the voice if they.
I'm like, John F. Kennedy.
Maybe not well, but well enough.
Don't ask what you can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for you.
Exactly. Spot on.
Yeah.
Your Obama's better than your JFK, though.
Really?
I think so.
I think it's because I'm sick.
Okay.
Michelle?
She's still good.
Yeah. Even in my sickness. Now I'll get some chicken soup. Michelle? Let's talk about some this week movies then now.
Mm-hmm.
Unopposed.
Unopposed.
Running.
Oh.
Inferno.
Surprising, because this is like... You think there'd be a scary movie? It's like Halloween weekend?
Yeah.
You'd think so, but I guess not.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if like a plague on the world's scary, I guess it's kind of scary.
Yeah, killing half of the world's population is kind of scary.
Yeah, that's true. Real scary.
So Robert Langdon, is that his name?
Yeah.
Is back.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find out who's trying to release this disease on the world. That's going to kill half the population.
Mm-hmm. I like how the titles like this and Angels and Demons, they're not like The Da Vinci Code Inferno or something like that.
Yeah.
Just to keep the name.
This is Logan. We talked about that
yeah,
earlier today.
Exactly. That's what this is.
Like, people aren't confused though.
They're not, because I think they see Tom Hanks and they're like, oh, I know Tom
they're
Hanks.
They're like, oh, he only...
Is this the
is
only...
Is this a sequel to Forrest Gump?
Yeah. Does he do any other sequels? I'm trying to think of another sequel besides Toy Story. I'm not... That's animated. I'm not going on that. But, like, has he done another sequel? Like, this is a third of a movie. But I'm trying to think of even a sequel that he's done. And he's... We just
like, That Thing You Do Too never came out.
Yeah. It's like him and Denzel, they don't do sequels, it seems.
I don't think so.
Like, he doesn't do sequels. He's just one and done. And this franchise, he's like, this is mine. My franchise. Which is interesting, because you usually when people have... do sequels to a movie, that's what they associate that actor with, but you won't, no one will say this, like, when you make your top 10 of saying Tom Hanks movies, like Da Vinci Code, I don't think.
Yeah, he didn't do any sequels.
Yeah.
Very he says Toy Story. And then...
Yeah. But even that, I don't think Woody would make your top 10 of saying Tom Hanks.
No. Roles. I forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
he's
Woody.
So good at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's like, now he became that character. Even though his voice sounds, that's
it's
crazy
like very
part.
Tom Hanks, like it's, if you close your eyes, Tom Hanks is talking to you.
Yeah. It's just weird to think.
I think it's because we were kids and we knew about Woody before Tom Hanks, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, I think of Woody as Woody.
Yeah.
Where I think an adult, when Toy Story came out, was like, oh, that's Tom Hanks as Woody.
That's true. That may be it. It's hard to tell because we were
kids.
Because
I still make that mistake where I'm like, oh, yeah, Tom Hanks is Buzz Lightyear. You know what I mean?
Tim
or I say, like,
is,
Tim
yeah.
Allen is Woody. Like,
yeah.
Always, I don't, like...
Don't associate it that way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't associate it.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think an adult would be like, yeah, you idiot.
It's like, obvious, duh.
Yeah.
So you know Slinky? That guy died who actually played Slinky, and they changed his voice, right?
Yeah.
You know that.
Jim Varney.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Ernest.
Mm-hmm. He saved Christmas one time.
Yeah, he did a lot of things.
He
went to jail.
He did.
He was like Madea before Madea.
He really was. He really was.
Yeah. Let's talk about some trailers.
All right.
Power Rangers.
Yep.
I was right. Did we talk about
Breakfast
this in the
Club.
Podcast, or did we talk about this earlier when we were hanging out with people?
I think when we were hanging out with people.
Like, is there going to be bullying in the Power Rangers?
Yeah, that was earlier.
There was.
Or was it on the... I don't remember still. Oh, yeah, we didn't know what we were talking about on the podcast.
Okay.
I did the synopsis, and then you're like,
yeah.
There's bullying. And
yeah.
Then I forgot I'd seen the trailer,
it
and there was bullying. Yeah, was there gayness in the trailer?
Not. Yeah, I saw the red dude is kissing the girl.
True.
Unless she's transsexual.
I know, but like...
Or she identifies as a male.
There's two other guys, right, in the Power Rangers?
Yeah, they could be gay together.
Yeah. Not together, I mean, necessarily.
Oh, I was hoping like in
Oh, within like within the Rangers. Oh, okay. But yeah, it looks like they're treating it very real. It, I mean, as real as you could treat something like that, but like it's like very Breakfast Club. And they get powers and stuff. But they didn't really show us any of the Ranger stuff. We didn't get to see any Bryan Cranston as Zordon.
Yeah.
Or Bill Hader.
Or really Alpha. Them as Power Rangers.
Yeah. Even, they were just barely, that was the tease. Barely turning into the suits. But I like it. I like it. It looks good. It looks good to me.
Yeah.
I'm interested by it.
Elizabeth Banks looks awesome.
As, yeah.
Rita Repulsa.
Yeah. It looks kind of like pretty creepy and scary.
Yeah. Iron Fist.
Yes. Very short.
Very short teaser.
Yeah. Hard to tell really what's going on.
Asian people find him. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be just like Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah. But it seems like he comes back. He's got trained.
Yeah. That's a classic movie.
Yeah. It is.
Chris Farley.
It's a good movie.
Go watch that this weekend, you guys.
Yeah. Watch some Beverly Hills Ninja.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
This one gave away a lot. I was surprised. Not gave away a lot.
What did it give away?
But you saw a lot. You saw Yondu with the mohawk thing.
You did see more than... But you didn't see...
I feel like you saw more in this than you did in Iron Fist.
You did, definitely.
And but, this is way more important to me.
Yeah. But you didn't see any new characters.
You saw Nebula's rebuilt.
Yeah. But you saw... Everybody who you saw was in the first movie. But, yeah, you did see a little bit. But it just makes me more excited.
Yeah.
We didn't get a new track from the... They use the same track they used from the first trailer. So, but James Gunn, I like that world. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like so much fun. Again.
Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash Hurt plays.
Perfect song choice, I believe.
I love that song. Off.
Really? I love that song.
I was pissed off. No, the other day someone tweeted or posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Logan, and they used Hurt by Johnny Cash.
No.
No, it's not by Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I saw it by Nine Inch Nails cover by Johnny. That's when I saw it.
Someone posted, like, oh, okay. One of our friends posted that.
Got it. That's like, annoying.
No, respect.
Yeah.
The artists.
Yeah.
Granted, Trent Reznor says it's Johnny Cash's song.
Yeah,
now,
he owns it, and it's his song way more, but give credit to who wrote it. And
yeah.
It's first song. You still got to do that.
Yeah. So, great. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's in this?
Is he? No, he's not.
I don't know. I saw a picture.
He's not in this. There's no way.
Look at this, okay?
That'd be a big deal.
Look right here. Logan trailer. Who is that?
That's
person?
Logan. That's...
That guy looks like Mel Gibson.
It's Hugh Jackman, though.
This looks like Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's not in this movie. It would be a big deal.
It should be a big deal that Mel Gibson's in this movie.
But he's not in the movie. That would be a huge deal. But, like... This... Like, if... Of course, I want Marvel to get the rights, but if Fox can keep the rights, do movies like this where it's, I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but like it looks cool. But if you're going to do
a
movie, do something that Marvel Studios wouldn't do. Like they would, there's no way they would make this movie.
No.
So like at least do that and do Deadpool. Like don't do X-Men Apocalypse is their attempt at doing Marvel,
what Marvel does.
But don't do that. Like
they were going where the puck is.
Yeah.
Not where the puck is going.
Exactly. I understand DC's kind of trying to do
them, but it's not working.
But it's not working. But I feel like Fox has more of an opportunity.
Yeah.
To
they saw success in Deadpool.
Yeah. So like do your own thing. Do what but like make it
stay in your own lane.
Yeah. Cause this pretty much looks like it doesn't look like either of the two other Wolverine movies.
No.
And it looks like it just happens to have those characters, but it's apocalyptic. It could be like Walking Dead, but like there's
X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah.
But it looks like
X-Men.
Or like
Walking
Interstellar.
Dead.
I mean, they didn't go to space or anything, but
that we know
Interstellar
of.
Was like apocalyptic world ish.
Yeah.
It's just like less of a population.
I almost watched that movie.
Did you? You should watch it. It's not like off. It's
on my
long.
To-do list. It's long. That's the thing.
It's long.
That's the same reason I haven't watched Westworld.
I think it's... Yeah.
That's the same reason I haven't watched that episode of Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta's not long.
I know, but I'm so far behind now. I have to watch like 3 hours.
No way. That's six episodes. There's only like six episodes out.
Oh, the 30-minute episodes?
Yeah. Shit. That's the show to easy to watch.
Yeah,
it's like 20 minutes at a time.
No, but see, I have to watch it with commercials.
Oh, really? Why?
On FX.
Dot com. Dot com. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's not on Hulu or anything.
Yeah, that's where I watch it, too.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, there's nothing on Netflix today, but yeah.
But some good trailers came out. A lot of good stuff I'm looking forward to.
Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. A loaded Freestyle Friday. This is going to be like the craziest Freestyle Friday.
It's a long, long time off since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just did so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.